for this nice August evening, we are about to dive into the penultimate 1985 OVA with Dirty Pair, Affair on Nolandia. Are you pumped? Are you pumped to talk about Dirty Pair, the Affair on Nolandia from also from 1985?
So pumped.
Yeah. I need to be more pumped. I need to be hyped and psyched.
Woo, it's a Dirty Pair.
Woo, Dirty Pair. No affair on Landia. I don't know if I said that right. But yeah, so that's what we're going to talk about, and yeah, let's let her rip.
Yeah.
Welcome to OVA Tonight. I'm Neil Osman.
I'm David Caldwell.
We are an anime podcast where we go through primarily OVA, entirely OVAs from Japan. And what does OVA stand for?
Stands for Original Video Animation.
Mm-hmm. Orangutan video animation. No, I just... trying to come up with another joke there, but
yeah,
I don't know what else starts with letter V other than video.
Orangutan vagina ape. No.
No,
definitely not.
I don't want to get that dirty.
No, I mean,
because I don't want us to be raunchy. Yeah. Because like,
yeah, no,
I mean, definitely, like, because anime isn't really that raunchy. Wait, what's that? It almost entirely is.
Oh wait.
No one's
kidding. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Oh, wait. Our producer's telling us it, in fact, is.
Yeah. It's a fact entirely, Roger. But I'm not. I don't like to go for the low jokes if I don't have to.
This is a sophisticated anime podcast.
Yes. And we are going through every single OVA we can in order. I think we've had to skip a few because they were straight out porn hentai.
Or had no subtitles.
Yeah. I'm not going to learn both. Japanese for this. Like, I'll watch him record a podcast on him, but I'm not going to learn Japanese. Or I'm not going to learn another language, like using Babbel or something. I mean, it's probably worthwhile if I do, but realistically it'd be better, since we're here in America, that learning like Spanish or something.
Yeah.
Or Canadianese. I don't know what they speak in Canada.
You got a point there, eh?
Mm-hmm. Got to get some back bacon, throw back some Molsons.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to Canada because I don't have a passport.
Yeah, so, that'll keep you from it for sure.
But the question that keeps both us up at night, and I assume our listeners is, or our new listeners, like, it's going to keep them up now, wondering, like, why are we doing this? Why do people... why are we compelled to do a podcast on OVAs? And there's a long answer, which involves, I just don't have enough time. I got a lot of stuff. I got to go to Atlanta tomorrow for a wedding. Like, there's a lot of shit going down that I just don't have time for. But so the short answer is a time capsule. We're putting together a time capsule for future people. So if you're listening and you found this in a time capsule, welcome, future people. I hope you are. I hope you are live in some sort of utopia where the human race, I assume, has died out, and you are not human because the word, because what utopia would humans be involved in other than unless their utopia is a dystopia, which is just right now,
just now.
But I mean, but also we have a huge conflict with this, the time capsule itself, because you want to shoot into space like a fucking idiot, like a fucking chode. You just want to just strap a rocket to it, shoot it into space like aliens are going to find it.
Yeah.
And my critique on that one is, other than you're stupid, is like we have telescopes now, like the James Webb telescope, where we can see. We now have seen towards the beginning of our universe. We've seen the point of picture wise that is older than the Earth is itself. And we've seen so much vast, like there's a, some amateur guy built a telescope that, and has like really, really clear images of the sun and like the plasma and stuff shooting out of the sun. So you're telling me, and so, but yeah, like all the UFOs are blurry pictures. So you're telling me that like, I mean, I believe that aliens exist. I just don't believe that, like, there's life on other planets. I believe that, sure. I just don't believe that, like, they also have the ability to travel through tons of space, because that's hard. We barely did it to our own moon.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, but I mean,
we have to remember, this is for future aliens, not for, not for current aliens.
Future, I mean, aliens. I'm thinking maybe, like, the Earth, like, crumbled into pieces. And there's just like a section of the planet that's floating, and then they're just like, "Oh, what's this shoebox we found in space?" And it's cassette tapes of our podcast.
Well, see, my plan just cuts out that middleman. Like, it's already in space.
Okay. See, I think we should bury it in for future people or creatures or like that one weird. Show from like the early 2000s where it's like squid people took over. It wasn't life after people. It was another one.
A million years in the future.
Oh god, I just want to type squid people. Like, what was the name of that show? Oh god,
I don't remember. But yeah, I remember.
It's not life after people.
No, yeah, it's a different thing.
Can't think of it. Damn. But yeah, so but in this weird other BBC show, it was what happens to the planet after humans leave. And they go like hundreds of millions of years into the future. And then like, and they have it where, squids become the new, by that point, like they didn't really mention that. Like another point are in 200 million years are both of like both Asia and the North American continent will form again to like a big, Pangea. which that will kill everything that's not the coast. It would become a crazy desert.
Yeah,
so I guess the squid people can still live on the shores and stuff.
Planet man.
But future people, we're doing this because we think OVAs are just a part of a weird subculture of a subculture. We're kind of seeing a very snippet of Japan in the 80s through the eyes of two white dumb Americans in the 2020s. So it's just like outsider. It's like outsider viewing outsider art from the outside.
Yeah.
so I assume it all makes sense. So we're doing it. We're doing it as a way to preserve knowledge for future learning. So if you're going through all these tapes, because I am putting these on cassette tape, because I feel like that is the future.
Yeah.
The future is cassette tapes. I remember my dad saying that, like, he thought like the future media would just be like little microchips that we carry around. It would be like the same as cassette tapes, just like little, like, I assume he thought it would be like the Switch game cartridges. Like, I think thought everything would be like a media like that, which I guess he's not technically, like, you can put anything on a little like SD card. Yeah. But he thought like everything would be like that. Like, you put that into your car radio and what's called Demolition Man kind of had they had like whatever the PSP. I'm on PSP.
UMDs. University.
Yes. The weapons of mass destruction. That's what you said, right? WMDs?
Yeah. They were by no means universal. Because they only worked in the PSP.
Yeah. Well, there was like a Sony version of that, like that weird, I forget the disc, that stuff they had in Demolition Man. Demolition Man was the future. Yeah. They talk about how, like, Taco Bell won the fast food wars, Arnold Schwarzenegger's president, all that came to be. Yeah. Meat was, we can't say words anymore, certain words, because we get fined from the government. All that's true.
Yeah.
That's why I think we should storm the Capitol again.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Breaking news. It's just in. I found the title of that weird show. It's from 2002. Speculative evolution docu-fiction miniseries. The future is wild.
The future is wild, squid people. Oh, the future is wild. So, oh, yeah. Is it online anywhere? I want to stop what I'm doing now to watch this squid show that I already seen before.
So I'm just looking at the Wikipedia. I don't know if it's available anywhere. Let's see. Yeah, it aired on BBC, Animal Planet, and Discovery Channel. I'm pretty sure I saw it on Discovery Channel. But yeah.
Oh, here it is on YouTube.
Hell yeah. The future is wild. I think the squid
like people like nothing the earth has ever seen.
I don't think they come until...
I'm full on watching it on just... Only I can hear it. yeah, it's do. All on YouTube. Yeah. Yeah. They do. Stop listening to this and go watch The Future is Wild right. from 2002 on YouTube. Yes. It's definitely a thing.
Yeah, for context on who this is for.
Yeah. I mean, why? It's also, again, we're explaining the future to future people who are already living.
Right.
We're explaining this to the squid people.
Right.
Who were, like, I assume they were full on, right? Actually, I remember when that series came out, like, people was like, this is bullshit. But,
yeah.
Because I've heard no one talk about, I have seen no TikToks talk about how squid people are going to take over, how Squidward's going to be our future race.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, handsome Squidward, yes.
Yes, absolutely handsome yes. Squidward.
Oh, handsome Squidward. Squidward is like my favorite character on SpongeBob. I like how we're doing whatever we can not to talk about this anime. Because I'm gonna give you a little behind the scenes inside baseball on this. This is actually a second time we recorded the episode because we had some technical issues after the first one because I took too long editing it, and I went to edit it and I was like, oh fuck, the episode screwed up. So now we're re-recording this, and it's been like 2 weeks since we watched it.
Yeah, at least.
So I'm just struggling to like remember like this what we're going to talk about. And what we're going to talk about is Dirty Pair, A Fair on Olandia from 1985.
Oh yeah.
Which came out December 20th, 1985.
Yep. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect Christmas time OVA.
Yes, it's just the perfect just a little space adventure with two government employees, civil servants, I would call them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who that's accurate. Just blow up stuff. It's great. But I tell you some important events that happened on December 20th. Couldn't find a whole lot because it's just I think everyone's just prepping for Christmas or whatever other places do.
Yeah.
Because in anime, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
But I do love the kid, like in Japan, they think like everyone on Christmas go eats KFC.
Yeah.
Which is not true. It's not true here because it's not, because I mean, you know this because you also live in the same, you also live in the same country. But it turns out like one of the vice presidents of like, KFC Japan division just made that up as a marketing thing, and it works. Now people still go eat KFC. I mean,
mm-hmm.
What was your traditional Christmas dinner?
Usually like ham or maybe turkey.
Same here. Then, you know, like our family does different stuff occasionally. Mm-hmm. We always do a nice dinner on just the immediate family, just my mom and my mom and dad and my sister. And we have like a nice dinner, and we always do a shrimp cocktail. That's a big thing we do.
Oh, nice!
And then on actual Christmas Day, it's like a potluck where people most a lot of times we bring like someone brings a ham or like a casserole because we are Midwest white people. So it's casseroles our culture. It's on our flag. Have
casserole. Yeah,
it's a green bean casserole. It's on our flag. that's the Midwest national flag.
Yep.
But so here's events that happen. Dennis Potvin passes Bobby Orr as the NHL defense scorer with 916 points. Wow.
Yeah.
That is hockey. Hockey's a sport. Sure, I like some hockey sports, but hockey's one I never remotely watched.
Yeah.
I've seen one minor league game of the Cincinnati Cyclones when I was like eight. And I remember having fun because Mighty Ducks just came out.
Yeah.
So,
oh yeah,
like Mighty Ducks was out. So like that was when hockey fever hit every small child for whatever, until the third Mighty Duck movie came out, which we didn't watch.
Yeah.
Because it barely had Emilio Estevez in it, so skip.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't really know much about hockey or who those Bobby Orr sounds familiar.
Yeah.
But it might be familiar. That I read that sentence before. Or I do know who he is. I don't know. The name does sound familiar. He definitely sounds like a Canadian guy. That's cool. And also in sports news, Howard Cosell retires from television sports after 20 years with ABC. Howard Cosell, he was a famous sports announcer. Little known fact about Howard Cosell, he was the original host of ABC's Saturday Night Live, which came out in 1970, I think it was 74. It was the same year as SNL started.
Yeah.
And they couldn't name the show Saturday Night Live, the famous one, NBC one, because there was already this random Howard Cosell show.
Yeah.
Which also, I think, had Bill Murray in it, weirdly enough.
Probably.
No, I think it actually did. Oh, God, I got to look it up. Why? Just constant, utter, just distractions after distractions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saturday Night Live with Howard Cosell. It lasted 18 episodes, and it starred Bill Murray. It had Bill Murray, Brian Dormer, Christopher Guest. Like, all these people were in SNL, like the other one.
Yeah.
It was on from 75 to 76. Yeah. Yeah. It was a variety show. It was very similar to a show. It just was canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my little tidbit about. But that's why in the beginning of the show, they say, live from New York, it's Saturday night. Because when the show first started, it was called Saturday Night, not Saturday Night Live. Then when the show, then when Howard Cosell's show got canceled, they're like, hey, we're naming it that.
Yeah.
And also, and the last bit of news I could find from December 20th, 1985, is the position of American Poet Laureate was established, naming Robert Warren as the first American Poet Laureate. Yeah.
Yeah. I
don't really know what a Poet Laureate really does. I think it's considered kind of like, I think they tend to do like speeches whenever like a president gets sworn in or something. I think we had one with a little girl now.
Sure.
That's kind of what I remember during like when Biden got sworn in. There was like a teen girl who did some poem stuff. I think she was the Poet Laureate. Mm-hmm. I think that's what they do. I'm not really sure. Maybe they wear a sash. Mostly, I feel like they should. It says Laureate.
Yeah, they probably
cross. Hit people with 2x4s. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about Poet Laureates, but yeah. That was established. I assume that was already a thing. Like, it's just weird that that wasn't until the 80s. What was the 80s that made them like,
right?
Damn it, we need a Poet Laureate.
Yeah. What made Reagan think he needed a Poet Laureate?
Yeah. Should have sent a poet. But what is this sumbitch about? What is Dirty Pair of Farrah Nolandi about?
Well, it's about the titular Dirty Pair's latest case. It sends them to the mining colony on planet Ukbar in search of a missing telepathic girl. The less than helpful chief of security, Samara, has them arrested and escorted off planet before they can even start their investigation. Undeterred, Kai and Yuri, the Dirty Pair, follow the only lead they have. Missinee was probably brought. Yeah, that's the missing girl. Missinee, the missing girl, was probably brought to the rainforest of Nolandia, the only other place on the planet that is habitable. But their ship was sabotaged, forcing the Dirty Pair to crash land in the anomalous jungle. And this is only the beginning of their problem, solving this mind-bending case.
Yes. Dirty Pair is a... This was an OVA of an actual TV show. Normally, we weren't really going to fully do these because we did it before with, like, Vodums, Mobile Suit Vodums or Vodums, whatever. That's called. Which OVA was called Red Soldier, because I'd always forever remember that because it's such a weird title. Soldier, like it sounds like I'm pronouncing stuff wrong. But we watched that one. It was a good OVA, but just like without watching the show, it was like this is gibberish. Like I don't know what it, like I had no context what was happening. Important stuff was going on. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. Because it was basically just a missing episode from the show, basically.
Yeah. 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 So we tend to we might kind of tend to skip the ones that are just a direct episode, because most OVAs are from shows are like them going to the beach or a hot spring or something. And just whatever excuse to show, like this is what it is now, to show like, you know, boobs. And like the god sunlight that covers their nipples.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's essentially what most OVAs are. But on this one, I was like, this seems like a fun show. It's like a buddy cop kind of a fun little show. And I think each of them is kind of it's very standalone. It's not very serialized. So I was like, oh, this is probably a good one to do.
Yeah.
Cause we're still trying to do every OVA cause it's for the future people.
Yeah.
And we need to, but also like the future is wild, gang, y'all. You know this because you are a future. Everyone listening is actually a future person.
Yeah.
Welcome, Squid People, from that 2002 series.
Yes.
So I decided we should give the synopsis of the show itself, and this is what I found, which you can currently watch. Dirty Pair Show. It's on Crunchyroll. Nice. But if you're in big trouble, call the World Welfare Work Association or WWA, which is my least favorite wrestling association. They will send out a team of highly trained, capable agents called trouble consultants who will solve your problems. However, should you happen to be assigned the dirty pair, your problems may get solved, but not without extensive collateral damage.
Like your whole planet. Blowing up.
That can happen. And everyone dies on that planet. Or I don't know what the planet, I think it was the city. Was it the city or the planet?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
It was the city. I think it was the city. Clear,
but yeah, it was mostly the city. Yeah.
Which is like a planet anyway.
I mean,
you know, future stuff. But so they work for this I guess they're like social workers who just blow stuff up.
Yeah. That's what it seems like.
Yeah, it, people, chairs. But this is created by a guy named Takachiko Haruka. Did I say that right?
That was pretty close.
Close enough. Haruka, which I will call him now, is a he's a Japanese, of course he's Japanese. He's a science fiction author and founder of Studio New. He's best known for creating Crusher Joe and Dirty Pair, is almost entirely all, everything he done was just those two. Crusher Joe is another popular, there's an OVA of that, but it's also it was originally a movie. They made a movie, then they did an OVA a little bit later, which we'll eventually do. I think when we do that, we might just throw in the Crusher Joe movie. Why not?
I think
we're doing that Project Aiko.
Probably,
because I think that was, and some of these were like some of them are like, I know we're about to do Vampire Hunter D, and like that was in theaters, but yet it was also released on video at the same time. Yeah. So it's like, there's a lot of those that are kind of like, technically it's an OVA.
Yeah.
It's a new media. Helen Carter and Helen McCarthy, who's a film critic, had a list of the 500 essential anime movies and called him one of the Japanese leading pulp novelists. Because he wrote a lot of like pulp novels of mostly of Dirty Pair and Crusher Joe. He established the house studio New in 1972 and worked as an anime producer and scenario writer while he was still in school. And then he graduated 3 years later in 1975 in social science. Hence, probably why they work for the World Welfare Work Association.
Yeah, I would say so.
And in 1977, he made his debut with a Crusher Joe and Crusher Joe Crisis on Solitary Planet Pazon. And then he won some awards for various other short stories, including The Great Adventures of the Dirty Pair, The Dirty Pair Strikes Again. And he held the title of executive secretary of science fiction and fantasy writers of Japan. So that's cool.
Yeah.
He held that until 1997.
I assume that's like their poet laureate, but
yeah, they also get to wear a sash,
but cooler because it's for sci-fi and fantasy. Yeah.
Cause there's a social worker, anime called like civil servant or something like that. Well, I forget the name of the show, and it's kind of all about this group of people who work at the social services. And it's kind of funny. And one of the main girls in the cast, like, she does it because she wants to bring order to the world because her parents gave her a really dumb name.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and it was entertaining. It was a fun little show.
It sounds fun.
Not enough for me to remember the title. I think it is Servient Service. I think it's what it's called.
Mm.
With like an X in the middle.
Sure. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And the direction of this was... what's that guy's name?
That's not it. Okuwaki Masaharu.
I think, yeah, Masaharu, maybe.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's not a lot on him, but
he's done some other, he did a show called Robotan.
Mm-hmm.
He was director of that. We did several versions of that. He did something called Wrestler Gundam, Jinja Hen, whatever that is.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah. He did a Lupin special, Lupin the Third Dragon of Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So he's on a good bit of specials. He's still working much, but but the manga is this based on a manga? Is there a manga of this?
There have been manga of, I think, but they were from much later. Mm-hmm. And I think they were based on either the first or first two novels, something like that. But this is actually based on a series of sci-fi novels.
Okay, I saw here there's a series of 9 novels published from 1980 to 2018. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And here in America, it was published by Dark Horse Books.
Yeah.
I like Dark Horse. They tend to be a little bit cheaper than a lot of the other competitors.
Yeah.
That's what I always liked about them. And then, but the TV show itself, we can give a little information on that. It's about a anime. I guess I'll give you a little more information on the show itself. Dirty Pair was on, it lasted for 24 episodes. Actually, I think technically it was 26 episodes from July to December of 1985. It won the Anime Grand Prix that year. That's cool. Is that a race?
I think that's just what they call like a
scripts.
Different yearly awards or whatever.
Scripts had been written for 2 additional episodes, but they weren't produced at that time. But they were released as OVAs in 87. Mm. And now when they re-air, those 2 episodes are part of it. That's why it's actually technically 26. Mm. The anime had a closer setup to the original novels originally, but then they kind of, I think they got a little more cartoonish, just kind of fit the style more that was popular, making more popular anime.
Yeah.
And they focus more on comedic atmosphere. There's some more information that, I guess the Lovely Angels and the WWA residents they live in a city called Indoor City, where they're both roommates and they live together. Probably I'm still going to mostly show, them like in lingerie and hanging out.
Yeah.
Like they do in this one. So. Yeah. And the series itself was licensed by Nozomi Entertainment, who released 2 box sets on November 2nd, 2010 and February 8th, 2011. And he's considered 13 episodes. That's pretty cool. And Sentai Filmworks has been working on doing an English dub on it. And to the point, like, they actually put it on. There's like a Kickstarter they did which yeah. you know, apparently hit its goal, but
yeah,
nothing. That was in 2021, and there's been no word of it since. So who knows?
Yeah,
but there is a nice Blu-ray of this, and there's a nice transfer. The two of the OVAs, there were this OVA, and then there was a movie they made called which I'm blanking on the name of the movie. Project Eden, like though they did do English dub of those. And the English dub of those they did with like they there was like two different English dubs of those. There was one that Streamline Pictures did, which is the Harmony Gold people, and then the other one is one that I guess it's AVD dub, which is done by Sentai Filmworks, and that's the one I watched. I watched the English dub. Yeah, I think you watched the subbed, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, because I don't know, it's the dub was it was fine, but it, the first English dub was self produced by Streamline Pictures, and it came out in March of '93, and then the other one, the and then the ADV Films one came out in December 2nd of 2003. So that's still pretty early on in the English dub, like because when I started watching anime, more like more modern anime, like. I was always watching English dub, and then I always hear people like the people who've been watching anime for a while, like, oh, I can't stand dub. And then it was like, I don't mind it. Probably because I was watching the newer stuff where it's like really good voice acting they took serious.
Yeah.
The older stuff, it's like you still have, but I also love martial arts movies and old Shaw Brothers and old like Jackie Chan movies where it's like you have like at most you'd be lucky if you have three people doing the voices for everyone.
Right.
And you know. But sub or stub, there's always a fight.
Of course.
I like having both. That's always a nice option.
Yeah.
There's a lot, but you know, whatever. I guess we can get into the actual OVA itself. Oh, I'm trying to remember from like forever ago. Oh god, because it's very action packy. It kind of starts off with like this. There's a lot of Terminator references in it.
Yeah. Because they do literally fight a Terminator at one point.
Yeah, they really do, yeah. And it makes sense because it's the future.
The future of cyborgs and whatnot.
God, I have no memory of it. God, I don't know how long we've been doing this, like, recording right now. I'm trying to... I was like, I don't even know what time it is now.
I have no idea.
So it's very... It's slow. I think we've been going for like 30 minutes. Oh god, yeah. I'm trying to think of it. I have to cut all this out.
Yeah. Well, I know it opens with someone making her use her powers to kill a guy on a plane.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the plane crashes because it gets all wavy, and then they end up going to. And then when they get the mission, they go to this planet. They go to Nolandia to find her, but they just end up just hanging out, having a fun time, going like water skiing. Yeah. And it's having a fun time and you know bathing,
yeah.
There's definitely nudity in this one, but it's the but it's not like super sexualized.
Yeah, it's just kind of incidental.
The only sexualized part was when she made them daydream like two hunk dudes. She's all like, I want some hunk dudes.
Yeah.
It was
fun.
Yeah, I'm just struggling to remember any of it.
Yeah, well, they're like playing around and stuff to like kind of draw her out because she's like kind of hiding from them, and they're trying to coax her out.
Yeah, so
they can rescue her.
Yeah, when it comes to this one, like re-recording this and trying to remember from 2 weeks ago, I have like no memory of it, and that's the issue I've had a lot of the OVAs we watch. Yeah. But other than like Angel's Egg and maybe a couple other ones, what I would like, oh, this it's worth revisiting, truthfully. This one's entertaining, sure, but I would just watch the Dirty Pair TV show, and if you like it, watch this.
I would say
because it's not really that distinctive. I know they did change the animation style for this one, and there's a lot more. I think this one's a lot darker in tone. Because it does end with this, because it's all about they're trying to. It's all about like this corporation who is using alien DNA to like fusing it with other animals and people.
That's right.
To make like super like a superpower or something. And there's that one point where they're trying to stop this like villain guy from doing just profiting something from it. Very like very right. alien stuff. It's alien.
Yeah.
Pretty much aliens right. both. I think aliens. Yeah. Alien. It was aliens out, but no, I don't think it was. I think that was 86.
No, not this time. Yeah. No.
Yeah. But Alien was. And that's still very much part of Alien. And they're trying to stop that, and which they do stop the guy, but then like in the process they're trying to kill like the whole corporation trying to kill the little or get this little girl, and she's all like, I don't understand this, I'm angry. And then it ends with her blowing up the city and killing everyone but the Dirty Pair.
Yeah.
And their bear dog creature, their sidekick that I don't really know what he is.
Their bear, dog bear, cat.
Man bear pig. So they blow all that up and it's over and they fly away. And then I guess they have more adventures in the forms of other OVAs.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you want to watch this one, you can find it on YouTube or archive.org.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's definitely out there. Mm-hmm. Definitely out there.
It is out
there. I guess the squid people could just like, since I don't know, I would assume YouTube would be gone, but archive.org still might be around. That's possible.
Oh yeah.
It's in another shoebox that they found this in.
Yeah.
It's a Converse box.
Yeah.
Cause I think I have an extra. Yeah, I did one. See that or a Vans box. I have a pair of Van box I can put some cassette tapes in. And I guess we can shoot them into space and bury it, I guess. But that's just more cassette tapes I have to buy.
That's true.
Yeah. Because this is our 30th episode. So that's 30 cassette tapes.
Yeah. It's a lot of
tapes. I mean, I could put more than one episode on a tape, but I feel like that's going to be more confusing. Maybe I can. So. I don't know. I don't know how long tapes, cassette tapes. I don't think I can, actually.
Yeah, actually, maybe not. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know how much space I can put a cassette tape. It's been a while since I recorded stuff on cassette tapes that I don't know what the. I know it's like 80 minutes in old CDRs.
Yeah.
So as far as I can get on that one. What do we got coming up next week?
Well, next time we have Vampire Hunter D, also from 1985.
Yeah. That can also be found on YouTube and on archive.org. Everything we're going to do is probably going to be on YouTube or archive.org.
Mostly.
Especially archive.org. I love archive. Internet Archive. Yeah. It's great. That's where the Wayback Machine is. You're going to look at old GeoCities websites if you want to. But this one is available on DVD and Blu-ray. It's on, you can get it on Amazon, and it's also available to purchase on Amazon Prime. So, I mean, Vampire Hunter D is definitely really available. And as I said earlier, originally weren't going to do this one because I didn't think it was an OVA. But then I saw another list that said it was, and then I looked, and apparently it was released on Laserdisc the same day as it was in theater. And so that technically makes it an OVA. It's original video animation.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And there was some other ones we did that they played in theaters afterwards too. Like I think Megazone was like that.
I think so,
Yeah. That's one I'd probably revisit. There's a few of the ones where it's like you can tell they put a lot of time and effort in and made its own thing out of it. This one is definitely one of the better ones we watched, Dirty Pair is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Vampire Hunter D, I don't think I've seen that before. I know it's always I've been meaning to watch it. But I was confused with all those other manga video release stuff titles around that time. Because I think they released this and like I think Akira and I think Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
Ninja Scroll. I think I watched Ninja Scroll thinking it was Vampire Hunter D and vice versa.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But I guess we're going to do a little shorter episode this time because we're just struggling to think of stuff.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to do this with my voice trying to think of stuff to say.
Yes. And also check out The Future's Wild, which you said is also on YouTube.
Yeah. I would say check that out, future people, instead of watching this Dirty Pair affair in Nolandia. Yeah. I would check out Future's Wild. There's tons of episodes. It's about because the future is pretty wild in that one.
Yeah, it was very wild.
And it's on YouTube. The quality wise is like if you put something on YouTube in 2002.
Yeah.
It's not the best. Like, I don't know if it's even 480. It might be 360. Yeah. I'm not sure, but, I don't know. It's future people, man. It's probably also an archive.org. Like that's,
yeah.
It seems like that seems more of a thing to put on there than a lot of the stuff we have that we are watching out there.
Yeah.
Cause it's science. It's scientific. It's a loose, like theory on what might happen, which yeah. I want to think that squids become like primates.
Sure.
Like yeah. they don't have the squids in the end, like talking, they just have them like, oh
yeah. They're just like, up
they're, on land they're like, stuff. They're like the monkeys and using tools and stuff.
Yeah. So like they'll eventually be people.
I did see a video of like some fisherman catching squid for like food. And he was showing how you kill them. Mm-hmm. And all it was a karate chop. when every time he karate chopped them, they would change colors instantly. And that's how you can tell they died. Like their whole body just changed color. And I was like, oh God, it was like an off switch, but it was like, but really, and it's the true off switch.
Yeah.
But since this is going out to future squid people,
I'm sure
we live in a primitive time period, that doesn't fully understand the importance of squids and, highly intelligent squids like yourself. Mm-hmm. So there is videos like that. And, we did in fact eat squid, but most people didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of people do love calamari, and that is.
I think a lot of people do that. Probably more than we think.
I do love calamari, and that is squid. Okay, we do eat a lot of squid, but there's also a theory that calamari is not actually real squid, but pig anus. I don't know if you've heard that. Have you heard that?
No, I don't think so. But
yeah, there's kind of like an urban legend about it, about how like it's not really. I think I listened to a podcast once where someone tested that.
Yeah.
And it
would be cheaper.
Yeah, and they tested it and they put it up against calamari and pig anus and it wasn't a whole lot of a difference.
I mean, yeah.
But I would say that I feel like it'd be easier just to get squid.
It might be, yeah.
And cheaper. But I don't know. We do eat squid. Yeah, I hope we don't in the future times. I mean, we're pretty close to our like ocean just disappearing, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's why the squids move to the land, because the ocean's gone.
I assume. Yeah, that makes sense. We're actually, I heard one science thing that we're a few hundred years away from, I think the Atlantic, that big Atlantic current from like, it's been slowing down. So we're pretty close of like that stopping, and that stopping is going to kill a lot of animals, a lot of sea creatures. It's going to affect a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, we're destroying the planet.
Yeah.
We're not destroying the planet. We are causing the deaths of creatures, but the planet's going to be fucking fine.
Yeah.
I think that's an old George Carlin bit too about like end of the world. Mm-hmm. Like, oh no, the planet's going to be fine. It's gone through a lot. Like, collisions and all this stuff, bombardment, volcanoes erupting for like a million years straight.
Yeah.
And just all we're doing is leaving plastic. It's just like, no, we're killing us. The planet's gonna be fine. The planet's gonna live until the sun absorbs it and destroys it. Until that point, it's gonna be fine.
Yeah. So we're just killing us and the animals.
We're killing ourselves and the animals around us.
Yeah. That's what we're killing.
To be fair, I do not recycle.
I try to.
Well, they don't have recycling set up here. And I tried it once in college, and I just got like old beer all over my car.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Recycling, man. But yeah, I guess help Mother Earth, Captain Planet. He's our hero. Yeah. He's going to take pollution down to zero.
Oh, yeah.
With our powers combined. We can form Captain Planet. Oh yeah. So I guess plugs. We got pluggables. I guess check out my other podcast, Stagecoach Justice. I guess we're still a podcast that does episodes. I have no idea. We recorded one and then never recorded more. So I don't know what's going on. But it's a podcast all about westerns. It's all on all your podcasting stuff. It's fun. It's a little more like we go through waves of like just spewing shit into a microphone, and then we do waves of actual research and stuff. So we're currently in a research phase, so that's probably why it's taking so long.
Yeah,
but because we picked series of stuff, and now we're talking about Bud Bedeker and Randolph Scott. We're doing a series on him. He's fascinating.
Yeah,
fascinating men who make great, great westerns. You can also check out the reenactment. It's a movie that I wrote, co-produced, and acted in. And you can watch it on Tubi. It's a horror movie.
And I did storyboard.
Yeah, you helped as well.
I helped. It's a fun one.
And what do you got?
Say, I make comics. I've got comic books, some sci-fi, some horror, some wrestling, a little bit of everything.
And where can they find those?
Well, you can find them on davidgcaldwell.com.
There you go. I used to have elosma.com, and then I forgot to renew it.
Yeah.
And then because at the time when I bought it, it was like, oh, $3. No one gives a shit. And then since I forgot to renew it, someone tried to sell it back to me. Some company was trying to sell it back to me for like $50. And I was just like, no, I'm good. It was just a Blogspot thing where I would just randomly write stuff. And I was like, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, no thanks.
I could probably buy it again. But why? I don't want it. I don't want it at all. So you can check all those stuff out. Also check out Future is Wild. It's currently streaming on gorgeous, gorgeous substandard depth on YouTube.
Yeah.
Future people, man, I'm just excited that you guys get to hear this. Being squid people running, like swinging through the trees. What I remember of the show, the squid people look like those, they look like those sticky men that you throw on the wall and you watch them like flip, they like flip down.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I remember them looking like in the show.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
I kind of want to watch that so much.
Yeah.
I got other stuff to do. I can't watch I can't watch like 10 episodes of The Future is Wild when I have like stuff to do. That's life, man. That's life.
Yeah. That is life. Such as
life gets in the way of the future, man. Life gets in the way of the future, and that's why it is wild.
That's true.
And on that note, look towards the stars. You might find our cassette tapes.
Or deep in the earth, which are both.
Both. Beware.
In the future.
This lake has a death curse.
Yeah,
we got so soothsayer at the end of that. So leaned into it with some crazy Ralph.
Yeah,
Friday 13th,
like the end of an EC comic.
Yeah, kitties, look towards the stars, kitties, ladies and ghouls.